Okay, we'd like to say hello. Welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories, live from Amory, Wisconsin, on WPCA Radio 93.1. And we are excited to be back. We are in our eighth year of doing this show, and we're still excited, aren't we, Ed?
I know I am.
I know you look excited. My name is Mike Murtha, and I live north of Hammond, and Eddie Schmidt. He's up on White Ash Lake, up in the Balsam Lake area, north of Highway 8. And our guest tonight is Roger Garza, who has been sharing some music with Trigger Happy the last couple seasons, where we had Roger here about a year ago, and we wanted to bring him back. So he's now living in Baldwin, Wisconsin, born and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. Spent some time in Texas playing music. He'll tell you some of those stories. And he'll share some live music and share some lively stories with you. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio. Just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's get started. We are here again for another one of our new shows, and we got Roger Garza. We're going to talk with him in just a couple minutes here. But Eddie, how you doing over there?
Doing good.
Good, yes. Fishing has been good on the lake, I hear, huh?
Yeah, I actually got hired yesterday to be a guide for the neighbors.
Oh.
The two sisters that live next door said, "My brother's coming in from Arizona. Can you take him fishing?" I go, "Well, I can try."
And you guys did okay, too.
Yeah, he did get a couple of pike and a few sunfish and crappies, so
yeah.
They had some fish to clean. So I guess I did okay. I didn't get fired anyway.
Well, good. Yes. You didn't have to clean the fish, though, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, that's
good. I said, just bring the basket back, and it was already sitting by my garage this morning. So.
Well, we're entering some of the nicest weather of our whole year right now. It's just wonderful weather, so... We had a great time last night playing music in New Richmond, outdoors. Weather was perfect.
Yeah.
It's at the Heritage Center in New Richmond. It's our 19th year of doing that outdoor event, and had a lot of fun. And we shared that evening with our guest tonight, Roger Garza. Roger, how you doing?
Here we go.
It starts already here, folks.
Hello, hi, everybody.
We'll talk about your head injuries later, okay?
Right.
Roger, good to have you here with us.
Thanks,
here about
buddy.
A year
good
ago.
Good to be here.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed sharing music with you the last couple seasons and sharing some friendships. We're just glad that we ran across each other and been able to have some fun. And we'll do a lot more of it, I hope.
So. Well, I took that exit off of 94 that said Baldwin. I said, let's try it here, honey.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, nice. We always ask our guests, we asked you this a year ago. You don't have to go.
I don't have any money.
Okay. I want to ask that one. Just what motivated you to get started playing music, and what was the beginning of your music?
Well, when I was 11 years old, my uncle and my dad used to play together. And somehow or another, the drummer had to get out of the band. So there they were, you know, without a drummer. And my uncle said, I think he's going to be the musician, pointing to me. So my dad bought me a beginner set. I remember to this day, it was a Kent set. It had a bass drum, a snare, a cymbal in the middle. Mm. And a cowbell.
Okay.
And that was it. No,
sure.
No tom, no nothing. Mm. Just a snare and the bass drum. That
sure.
Was it. So I gave her all I got, and next thing you know, they liked it, and they said, stay there. That started my whole career, because I wanted to be with my father, of course, sure. and my uncle. And we started playing. Next thing you know, I think I was 13 around there when they found out from school why I kept missing Mondays. Couldn't get up.
And playing, I suppose, all weekend and playing Sundays.
Yeah, well, we were playing at a bar on Sundays. A friend of my dad used to manage this bar. And we would play that bar and come Monday morning, get up. No.
Let's have you sing a song. I want to come back and talk about some more about your dad and your uncle.
I know where you go.
That's a good story, but let's have you play something.
Well, let's see. How about if I do Freddie Fender, one of his greatest hits?
Sure.
Wasted days and wasted nights. What I left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're to blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, praying for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're to blame for making me blue? Make me blue, Eddie. Here's another one of his greatest hits. That's why I'm leaving it up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Now do you want my love? Or are we through? Así la dejo solo a ti. Piénselo. Si quieres todo mi amor, o se acabó. I got my heart in my head, but I just don't understand. What am I supposed to do without you? Keep on loving you. Así la dejo solo a ti. Piénselo si tú quieres a mí. Si quieres todo mi amor, o se acabó.
Very nice. That's Roger Garza. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
And Freddie Fender.
Dunk a Shane, Dunk a Donut, and Dunk a Taco, too.
Freddie Fender, you do a lot of his music, and largely because you played with Freddie Fender for a few years.
Yes, I did. And I just like keeping his music alive, and I do about 10 of his songs, but you guys don't let me do the rest.
Well, that's, and you were with also the Texas Tornadoes.
Yep.
And Freddie was he was the lead singer in that group, right?
There was four singers, okay? There's four guys, the main guys, the components. If anybody out there remembers the Sir Douglas Quintet, Doug Sum was his real name. He was the Sir Douglas, okay? He's the one that started the whole band. So he went up to Augie, and Augie Myers is the keyboard player in the Sir Douglas Quintet band. So he told Augie, let's put a band together, ba 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 ba. He said, do you think you can get Flaco? And Flaco Jimenez is the guy that I played for 20 years. And in between that time, we would do tornado gigs.
He was the accordion player.
The accordionist, yes. So he told Flaco, Doug told Flaco, he said, do you think you can get Freddie Fender? And so Flaco put a call into him and told him, hey, there's this band, we're going to start, da-da-da-da-da. Next thing you know, pow, all four of them.
Wow. And was Freddie still doing his own shows besides?
No, he was kind of like drifting, per se.
Okay, just in transition from...
Yeah, when he had gigs, boom. So what he did after that was when he got calls to do gigs, it was tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Yeah. Oh, you want to do another song? I'm going to come back.
No. Hello.
Absolutely not, he says.
Right.
I got one.
There's a tear. No, let's see. What can I do? How about F? There's a song that Freddie did. Somebody else did it. I don't know who it was. I think it was Fred Flintstone. But a song called Since I Met You, Baby.
Oh, Sonny James, I think. Is that right, Bob?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
See, all you got to do is ask the Shell's answer man, yeah. Bob.
Yep.
The old man.
Well, I didn't want to go there.
So, we'll kick it off on the five.
C.
Two, three, four.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And everyone keeps saying that I'm not the same. I don't need nobody tell my troubles to. I don't need nobody tell my troubles. Since I've met you, baby, all I need is you. Oh, play, little Eddie.
Song last night and we run out of time, didn't we?
Let me tell you, this is a truth. That during Christmas time, I got a standing ovation for this song. It goes like, and it's, you can look it up, but Seymour Swine and the Swinettes did this song. And it goes like this. I'll have a blue a Christmas without you. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Okay.
That's a great...
I had a standing ovation from that song because I did the...
Doesn't John Lynch do that song?
I
think he does.
I haven't heard him do that one yet.
I think he does. But anyhow, we got Roger Garza with us. This is Trigger Happy Memories.
Hello.
And we're glad to be here. Roger, you've shared a story with me year or two ago. You're talking about your dad and your uncle, and you were 11 years old, and you're rehearsing in your mom and dad's house, correct?
Yep.
You tell the story.
This happened, this is a true story, folks. I was 11 years old, a little punk, just looking up at my dad and my uncle. And all of a sudden, there was a knock at the door. And my sister let this priest in. And he comes walking in. And, hi, fellas, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You going to church? Yeah, everything's cool, you know. And my dad had a bottle there.
And you guys were rehearsing music.
Yeah, we're rehearsing. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a couple shots here and there. So I'm just, like I said, 11-year-old kid just looking up and watching everything. And then my dad, who was always like a jokester, he goes up to the priest and goes, come on, Father, have a shot. Oh, no, I really don't know. No, I'm doing maybe just one. Boom, he downed that one. And he goes, can you fellas play some more? He goes, it's really good music. He goes, I really like it. So we played another song, and you guys are just super great. I love it, blah, blah, blah. My father pulls out a cigar. Come on, Father. I really don't. What kind is that? And so he lit it. He put it in his mouth. My dad lit it like that. Father, you want another shot? He goes, you know, it's getting kind of, well, yeah, maybe, you know, why not? Boom, he hit that one. So throughout this practice session, my dad's giving him shots, and he got drunk. So he got so, and you guys are so good. And he's smoking the cigar, and he has his little shot in his hand, and you guys are wonderful, and by God, we really would love to have the church hire you and blah, blah, blah. And by the time he was leaving, they had to help him out.
Did he ever come back and listen to you?
No,
again?
He never did.
Never did?
No.
One and done. Oh, well, that's a good story. Especially from your viewpoint of being...
Yeah, because I'm a little boy watching all this go on.
You're just playing drums.
And I didn't know what was in that shot. I didn't know.
No.
You know, because I never had booze, so...
Sure. But anyhow, that's a great story. Eddie, do you want to do something there for us? Or you got something
sure,
in mind?
Sure, let's do an instrumental on the steel. I think we've got there's a great big family party going on right next door to us at home. The Sewell family.
Okay.
And I know there's a couple of them brothers that sure like to hear this steel guitar.
Sure.
And so for Paul and Greg and all the Sewells, we're going to do a little Patsy Cline. One called I Fall to Pieces in the key of A for anybody that's out there playing or chording along with us. One, two.
That's a good sound of steel you got there. Wow, nice song. How come we don't do that song with Gay singing that? Does she? I don't know.
I bet you she knows that we.
There's not many
songs that she doesn't know or hasn't sang before.
All especially time. With the Patsy Cline music. Yeah. That's a great one. Again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories, and we're having some fun. We got Roger Garza here with us. So nice of you to drive up here, and Faye is with us as well. So thank you so much. We had a little interesting couple-day trip here last week. Debbie and I went down to New Ulm, Minnesota. And it's a great town to visit to. It's got a lot of history there. There's a great museum there. There's a cathedral that is just gorgeous. Some German restaurants. There's a brewery there. Shell's Brewery. And they actually, Shell's, they brew all the, they own Grain Belt. So all the Grain Belt is brewed down there now. But and there's the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. And we stopped in there. And I got talking to this gentleman that was running it, asked him what is the qualifications to be in the Hall of Fame. And he said, well, if you've impacted music in Minnesota anyway, you can be eligible. You don't have to be living in Minnesota. And he asked me if I was inquiring for myself or what. And I said, well, we have a group called Trigger Happy in Wisconsin. We've been playing for over 40 years. And he said, somebody has nominated you guys. And I said, well, wow, that's nice. He said, I don't know the details. But anyhow, he asked me to send information about the history of us. And I told him about this radio show, too, Bob. And he his name is John Cass. He might be listening tonight. I hope he is. And then I told him the newest member of our group is Roger Garza. And he said, well, I talked to Roger a few weeks ago. He inquired for the same reasons. Some of your background of playing in Texas with Freddie. And, yeah. And he said... let's see what we can do. So who knows? There's, I think, about 400 people that are on the list right now. So our chances are maybe not that good. But
I left a DVD that I did when we were playing with Freddie, you know, and I'm standing next to him. And those of you who want to check it out, if you want to just see one or two or songs, something like that, go to YouTube, look under Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-Y, Freddie Fender and Roger Rabbit Garza, and there's a song called what the heck was the name of the song? I'm happy to see you, mama, ladies and gentlemen. But you'll see me standing next to Freddie playing guitar when I was young.
Sure. And it's just a great the Hall of Fame was really nice. It's got Prince, of course, is in there. Eddie Cochran was the rock and roller, was from Minnesota. White Sidewalls are in there. Marvin Rainwater. A lot of people that we know.
The guy that I played for, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you ever heard of this guy, but his name was Eddie Rogers. They called him Little Eddie Rogers. And he had an orchestra, and at 13 years old, I was a drummer.
So how long did you play drums before you started playing the guitar with those 17 million chords that you play?
Well, it all starts making it. No. Back, you know, when I was playing drums, I was watching Eddie play guitar, and I said, hey, you know, I got fascinated with the guitar. And I said, do you mind? And I started picking it up and playing it. Next thing you know, boom. Hmm. And there was one guy, I remember this, when I was in high school, when Faye and I went to high school together, there was a place called Belvedere Playground that I used to play at. And this guy named Jeff Schumann, I used to stand in front of him and look at his hands, and I'd read his hands as he's playing. Well, he caught on to it. And every time I would come in and stand by the stage, he would turn sideways. Mm. And I told him, I said, that's all right. I said, one day I'm going to come back. And I said, I'm going to kick your butt off the stage. And we did a gig together. And I played my butt off. And he goes, after we were done, he goes, man, he goes, you really improved. He goes, you kicked my butt.
Stole every lick he had.
Well, he was eating ice cream at the...
I'm going to try a song here. Eddie, we haven't done this for so long. And help me sing harmony if you want to. A song called Wings of a Snow White Dove. See if we can get through this.
Key of E?
Yeah. On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. on the wings of a dove. When trouble surrounds us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirits grow numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love aside from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Trouble had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love aside from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love aside from above, on the wings of a dove, aside from above, on the wings of a dove. There we go. Yes, we've done that song in church a few times, haven't we, Eddie?
I think so, yeah.
I think we did that in Prairie Farm one time, too, at their church service. But great song. Yes. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. And we've got Bob Zonk, who has been engineering for us for the last 8 years plus. And once in a while, we get a chance to maybe ask Bob a few questions. And Bob, would you mind if we interview you for a couple minutes?
Do what you will.
You're the boss, so I...
Not on this show.
Oh. Well, and you grew up in Neillsville, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And how did you get started in radio? 60-plus years of radio.
65 years,
65
yeah.
radio.
It's an interesting story in a way because I lived in Neillsville. I was dating a girl about 40 miles away in a place called Owen, right next to a little place called Withy.
Okay.
Well, in Withy, there's an A&W root beer stand. And we pulled in there back in the day when they came to the window and put the car, mm-hmm. the thing on your window. Anyway, the guy came over, he came over, Bill Biggs. He said, Bob, are you still interested in being an actor? Well, yeah. He said, well, radio's close, and I'm quitting in Neillsville. Why don't you go see if you can get a job? So I did. And lo and behold, he hired me.
Mm.
And I stayed there for 7 years.
Wow.
And then moved on, Rochester, Minnesota, and all over the place.
Sure.
And ended up in Amory.
And in Rochester, it was a TV station and a radio station?
Well, I went out to work at KOLM, which was an AM station, mm-hmm. A FM station, but a country music station. And in those days, I hated country music. There was nothing about country music I liked. So I stayed there about 4 days and quit. Rolled back into Wisconsin. Before I got back to where I was going back to my dad's store, because he had a store in Fairchild. And the guy that owned the radio station was waiting on the phone. He had called Dad and said, I'll hang on until he gets there. Anyway, he talked me into going back. And about a year later, I was doing what I called a good music show in the nighttime on KOLM. Hmm. And I got a call, and this guy said, my name is Bob Fick. I said, who's Bob Fick? I had no idea. Well, it was the program manager at KROC. That was the old line station in Rochester, AM, FM, and TV.
Hmm.
I want you to do your show over here. So I went over the next day and talked to him, and I spent a couple of 3 years there. before I came back to Wisconsin.
Sure, yes.
It was a great town. I don't know what it's like anymore, but it was a great town.
Yeah.
One of my old friends out there, his name was Tom Jones. He had a station called KNXR, which was a lot like this station. I kind of patterned this after him, only brought it in, brought some country and old-time and that stuff into it, and he didn't. Anyway, he died a while ago, but just before he did, he had to sell that station. And if you listened to 97.5, it's nothing like it was when Tom owned the station. Sure. It just went south.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's...
Well, we appreciate so much that what you do here, and...
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's been... Hardest job I've ever had.
Yeah?
I retired when I was 62 years old, and now I'm 85. And I've never worked as hard as I worked having this place, or had as much fun.
Sure. You have any questions for him, Roger?
Well, I can appreciate where Bob's coming from. I was on three stations, KDHL in Faribault.
Oh, sure.
WMIN in Maplewood.
Yep.
And WAVN in Stillwater.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I used to do that. Yeah. Everybody would tell me, I said, God, you know, you really sound great and all that. You got a great face for radio.
More than one of us have been told that.
Right?
Well, that was in the days when a guy could move from station to station based on his talent.
Sure.
Yeah. Bob and I were talking before we started the show here tonight, and we were talking about the memories. We're actually in competition with all three of the original memories. They're playing at the Polk County Fair tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock. My wife Joanne was going over there to see them guys, and Bob was telling stories about how well he knew those three guys and recording a show for them.
Well, years ago when I was working at Wax Radio in Eau Claire was when the memories from Boyceville won their first talent contest at the old Black Steer in downtown Amory, or Eau Claire. Yeah. And we became acquainted, and for years and years, well, when I was working in Neillsville, I thought, man, the memories do Christmas music really well. So I called up and talked to Tim and said, I want to do a Christmas show. Why, he said, we're playing at the New Frontier. Why don't you come up there? So we took a reel-to-reel machine and went up to the New Frontier in the basement, and we did a one-hour Christmas show with the memories. Mostly no music, just those guys singing. One had a guitar, but John didn't even play that much. He just, they sang without accompaniment. It was great.
Great singers.
Yeah, of course, we've had Tim Stevens on the show here. And John's been here a couple times, John Lynch, but... Yeah.
Well, now that Warren retired, maybe you can get Warren to come
up. Well, we'd like to get Warren up here, too, And we met you years ago. We played in Neillsville for the Hank Thompson show. And we didn't know you then, but you hired us as the backup band for Hank Thompson.
Yep. Back in the days when you were known as John and Dave and the Better Half.
Absolutely, yep. Yep. Yep, that was, so. Anyhow, we better get back to some more music before we get fired here. Roger, what do you got there?
A guitar, an amplifier. I'd like to do one of my songs that I wrote, if people will permit me to do it. It's about paying your bills every month, and everybody has to do it, including me. Goes like this. And by the way, you can hear this on YouTube. Look under Roger Garza Sr., and you'll see me by my tractor, and you'll hear six of my songs.
All right.
I've got bills that keep on coming, bills that I must pay, bills that keep on coming, they come each and every day. My phone just keeps on ringing, but I don't know what to say. And these bills just keep on coming. How I'd wish they'd go away. Someone's knocking at my door. Says the sheriff's on his way. They're foreclosing on my house, and they have given me 3 days. I wish that I was rich, 'cause my life is such a pimp, and these bills just keep on coming. They come each and every day. Play it there, Eddie. Woe is me. I gotta pay these bills every month. I might have to do like Dean Martin says, file them. Kids are leaving, say they can't take it anymore, 'cause the bills that keep on coming are all piled up by the door. It's got me crazy, I just can't think. I've got no money, so I can't drink, and these bills just keep on coming. They come each and every day. Yes, these bills just keep on coming. How I'd wish they'd go away.
All right, that's Roger Carzar. Guess
well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Very good, Roger. That was nice.
See?
Yes. We're going to say hello to some folks here anyway. Ready to do that yet?
I think we can.
All right.
I know we got a few listening tonight. Luann was showing me it's neat with our new streaming with Live 65. She can actually go on and currently see how many people are listening.
Oh, so really? Nice.
Maybe sometime when we're doing this, I'll have her check and it actually shows how many people are actually out there listening.
I told all my friends, and he said he would listen.
One of our faithful listeners is Tom Klinger, and I ran into Tom last Friday night at the county fair in Glenwood, and I said, Tom, you're still listening to our show? Because we always mention him. He says, Mike, I say hello to you and Eddie every Thursday night. So it's awful nice of him. But anyhow, I'm going to say hello to my wife, Debbie, Rodney Sather from Richfield, Minnesota, Tom and Connie Bowe from Becker, Minnesota, Renee Butler, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, Putz, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona, Dan and Beth, Judith from River Falls, Gary McIntyre, Ruth and Jay in Scottsdale, Arizona, Ron and Denise from Houston, Texas. Bill Klopp, who works at the radio station, is often tuning us in. Thank you, Bill. Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Gary Lubick, Scott Nash. I hope I didn't miss too many people, but thank you folks for listening. Eddie?
Just want to say hi to my wife, Joanne. I got to say hi to the Morrow kids. My buddy Doug is listening tonight, and he just got done after months and months and months of building this brand new deck over in Monticello. He's having a party. Don't bring a thing.
We can all go.
He doesn't know about it yet, but I just thought I'd let him know that.
Sure.
Got to say hi to Alan Ann and all their family. Tad Late, I saw him. He was actually up here a few weeks ago, played with us with Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning still listens. Club 42 boys, the Cactus Cousins. They always like to sit and listen to us. Good buddy Denny Marion, a great steel player from Chippewa, listens. And Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys. And all those Seawells that are having a big party right next door, they're probably listening here tonight, so got to say hi to them.
We could go up there, I suppose, tonight too, couldn't we?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure don't bring a thing.
No, just show up.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Mr. Roger.
Everybody out there, I'm asking for your votes, please. If you could please call or do something, get a hold of the people down at the Hall of Fame for Minnesota. I'm also still trying to get into Hall of Fame of Texas, and they told me I should have been in there a long time ago. But I'm trying to get into Hall of Fame, so I need some people to nominate me. Go under Roger Rabbit Garza, okay? Talk to John and tell him we know that guy, even though you don't. You can lie. It's okay.
I was thinking, Roger, you've been trying to teach me some Spanish, and you said, Mike, we're going to start with the basics with you.
And that was it.
And then it was cerveza.
Oh. And that. In heaven, there is. No
that's beer, yes. Yep. And then gracias. So, yes, beer, thank you, right?
Si.
Okay. We got it. All right. Just one more quick thing to ask, which I hopefully don't make it too long. But, Bob, you were in radio at such a young age and before rock and roll impacted.
Way before.
Yeah. And there was such rich music with Doris Day and the...
Everybody. Frank Sinatra. Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Great orchestras, Percy Faith.
Sure.
And all those people that made such wonderful music.
Oh, it was, yeah, Perry Como.
And about 90, yeah, Perry Como had a big show on TV for years. Mm. But even before he was on TV, he made these great records.
Mm.
And then along came 1953. We have to blame a guy by the name of Alan Freed.
Yeah.
Alan Freed in Cincinnati, Ohio, played the first rock and roll on radio. And
he locked the door, and then he jammed the chair against it.
Yeah, that's right, because he knew what was going to happen.
He was going to get fired.
Yeah, exactly. And it had that same, when we played, I can't even remember what it was, at the Neillsville station I was working at, when we played our first rock and roll record, I remember that people came to the station, don't ever play that crap again.
Yeah, it was so different, yeah.
It was different. And unfortunately, it did not go away.
No. And the good news is that old music is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
The Mills Brothers and all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Still wonderful music, yeah.
And the nice thing about that is, well, I don't think it's a nice thing because we're one of the few radio stations that play it. I know they have it on Sirius, but that's not radio.
Mm.
That's just a satellite-delivered record player is all
sure.
It is. But here... We play this, we play Americana, we play the great old songs like we're talking about, big bands. We play a little bit of everything.
Sure.
And that's why we have listeners all over the world.
Yeah, that's great. We celebrated, what, 20 years last year?
Yep, this last June it was 21 years.
21 years. We played some music out in the parking lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
Yeah, that was last year, and it was great.
Yeah, yep.
Had a good time.
We did, a great time.
Bob, do you remember the last gig that Big Bopper and Richie Valens and Buddy Holly did?
Clear Lake, Iowa.
Right, and you remember the place they played?
Oh, I do, but I can't think of it.
Surf Ballroom.
That's right, the Surf.
I played there, believe it or not, folks. I played there
really?
When I was 14 years old.
No kidding.
So I went back 50 years later, right? I rang the doorbell, and the lady said, I'm sorry, we're closed. I said, ma'am, I'm coming up here from Texas. I'm going to Minnesota. I said, and I just wanted to show my friend the place where I used to play when I was a kid. She goes, what do you mean? I said, I played here when I was 14 years old. She goes, how old are you? I said, 54. Come on in.
Yeah, know? Come on in, yeah.
And then I was showing my friend the back dressing room and everything. And I said, sure. I had my name on there. And she said, that thing's been painted over three times already. So then I said, the coolest thing about this place, I said, if you look up, there were clouds that would go like that real slow. I said, and they would hit a switch or something. And the lady goes, you mean this? Click. There's the clouds.
Oh, sure.
Really? Wow.
So cool. I've been there. It's a great, great place, yeah.
We better sing a song.
We better sing a song. You got something you want to sing, Eddie? Or?
Sure. This one that you said, Roger's doing some neat chords in the background. We'll do a Bob Wills song.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, okay.
One called Time Changes Everything in the Key of F. There was a time when I thought of some other, and our hearts sing our own refrain. Our hearts beat as one, and we've had our fun, but time changes everything.
tune. Yes. You played clarinet on that last night, too.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
And some folks that come to see us when I play with Rex, too, and he goes, we never saw you play the clarinet or the accordion before. What else you going to surprise us with?
So. Yeah, you had the accordion out for a couple songs.
Yeah.
Saxophone.
Yep. Yeah. And next time I'm bringing the tuba. I don't care what you say.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yep. We're running a little bit short. You got another song, Roger?
If it brings you happiness, then I wish you all the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if those teardrops ever start, I'll be there before the next teardrops fall. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno. A los dos, pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar. Estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime.
Know too, here at the station, we just changed our streaming, right, Bob, to Live 365. Yep. And some of the folks listen to us on their little Alexa or Google Play little things that you can holler and say, Alexa, play this. Well, since we switched streaming, you have to tell Alexa to enable Live 365, and then you can say, and now play country music or.
Okay.
Yeah, WPCALP for low power, right?
That's right. Yeah. And the reason we switched is because our original people that we streamed with was Christian Netcast, and they sold out to Live 365.
Oh, okay. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. All right.
But yeah, if you're having trouble, give us a call here at the station. And
Say that one more time. Enable? Is that what?
If you tell Alexa, enable Live 365. And then it might. She might ask you for what kind of category music, like country. Luann said we're under country music and Christian music, and there was three or four different things you can tell it. But if you tell it country music and WPCALP, but just tell her to enable Live 365.
Or you can call it, like Junior Sample says, dial 555.
Okay, we're about to say goodbye here pretty quick. I want to thank. First of all, thank you, Bob, for all the work you do here. Thanks for sharing some of your history. We get to do that more often with you. Thank you, Lou Ann. Eddie, thank you for all the work you do here as well. Roger and Faye, thanks so much for coming up to Amory, Wisconsin.
Thanks for having us.
And sharing some more music and some more good laughs. And
and get one more of them in, and Roger.
I just want to say one thing real quickly. Pat Brown from the White Sidewalls has got a little bit of health issues going. He's not performing right now. We wish him well, wish him to get him back on stage. The White Sidewalls, that is his legacy. He built that. And without him on stage, it's never going to be the same.
We love you, Hound Dog.
Yeah, Hound Dog. Yep. He was a guest here with us. And so.
And when I played with the White Sidewalls, I took his place.
Yeah, I took his place one night, too. He was, yep. So, all
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Gracias. Que le vaya bien. Thank you.